did this really start in the second period? Did you feel like that's where you kind of lost your grip?
Yeah.
On the game and got away from what you wanted to do?
Yeah, second goal. Turned it over 3 times.
Yeah.
Ends up in our net. You can't. 3 minutes left in the second period. We get out of that period 4-1. You know, we gave them life by very unintelligent decisions. And yeah, they go into the locker room with some belief, and we went in there with some doubt now, right? And as much as you can talk and try to, you know, say everything's fine, like keep going and whatever, they had momentum and they rode it, and special player made special plays.
So you just talked about feeling of being disconnected at times in games. In this game tonight, did you feel guys just sort of not doing what they normally do?
Honestly, at the start, we thought was as bad as we've been.
Yeah.
Like it was bad. Like I, you know, if there wasn't there was a timeout, we were going to call a timeout, but as you know, I don't call a whole lot of those, but, and then we had a timeout and the guys were saying all the right things. So, so we didn't chime in. And then we caught ourselves, we got some energy, you know, but that start was like, holy smoke, because normally we're starting really well. And then, yeah, I just think the momentum shifted there in the second period. And then we made a couple of other unintelligent plays, and it ended up in our net on both of them.
A couple of you guys talked about losing energy in the third period. I don't know if you saw that, if you did. But if they did, how do you keep that from happening? How do you regain it if you do lose?
Well, yeah, I think it's just the mental. It's not physical. They're in fantastic shape. You know, it's just the grind that, you know, here we go again, and as much as we talk about it and try to catch it and all of that, we, you know, like we talked last night about playing a boring game, just getting it in and getting it after, frustrating them and allowing that to allow us to win hockey games. Not, you know, yeah, of course we want to push for 4, 5, and 6, but last night we scored 5 because we did the right things and stayed on the right side and got pucks in and got after it, and we frustrated them, and we frustrated ourselves by what we did here tonight. And I think that's where the energy went, is that you do those things and it's like, you know, you it's a frustrating night, you know, at the end mentally more than anything.
Clearing the puck is kind of out of danger in the final few minutes. Is that more of a mental, lack of mental energy or physicality?
Well, we extended our shift at the end too. We should have had more jump. You know, we got to trust our teammates in that situation as well. We thought we had opportunities to pressure, you know, and that certainly for the empty net goal, and we didn't do that probably because we extended our shift a little bit.
There anything that you can take positive? Still, we're 12 seconds away, despite the way that the game went. You know, you still were able to get a point out of it. Just the process of moving on from the disappointing ending.
Well, we got to move on, right? So it's disappointing. It's frustrating, and but we got to just keep moving. We're getting a point, and we're getting points here as of late, and we have to continue to do that. Obviously, we've got to continue to teach and to, you know, make us aware of what the mistakes were in order to allow them to gain that momentum on us. And that's what we said. We just wanted it to be boring and just keep frustrating them over and over again. And we didn't do that. We did for the most part in the second period and 3/4 of the first period. But yeah, once it starts slipping away from me, it's hard to catch it again.
Were you among those that thought it may have been offside?
No. No, we couldn't see the change, obviously. But as soon as we came in, we watched it, and there was no chance of
that. That's why you were waiting for the bench, though, a bunch of guys.
I guess, yeah. We left, and then the guys, a couple of the coaches said that the guys were yelling about offside, but we watched it immediately, and there's no offside. And the change was good, you know. And our guy was coming to the bench and then, you know, and then went back, obviously. And it allowed, obviously, a player like that to get a goal.
Martin, what do you do now? You get out on the road to restart.
Yeah.
Is there anything specific
to
rest, maybe throw a garbage can or have cocktails, whatever?
Yeah, probably all of the above. you know what? Yeah, we're going to rest, obviously, but we fly tomorrow, so we got a 5-hour flight, and that's not going to be a lot of rest on for that. But we're not skating tomorrow. But yeah, we've got to find a way to, you know, put it behind us and gain that energy that we know that we can play with. And it'd be good that we're, you know, probably out on the road and we can get together and grind and fight together to try to get wins.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Morty.
Uh-huh.